You're dragging.
Okay, so yesterday I...
drugged.
And I have...
drugged.
And I will...
drag.
Okay. Then what do you break the ground with? I can't talk in the spring.
A shovel.
On a farm. Pulled by mules.
Or a plow.
Do you know any different types of plows?
No.
Okay, do you know what you would break the ground up with finer than a plow?
Unless that's a tiller.
How about something beginning with an H?
With a hole.
Now this is like a plow.
Like a plow.
Only it has teeth.
With an H.
In fact, I will spell it because I need to hear it pronounced. H-A-R-R-O-W.
That would be a harrow.
Do you know the word at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And yet I've seen it. That's that round looking thing.
I believe
a harrow. Yes. But I'm sure that it's literary to me.
I wonder if when you say you have a harrowing experience, that means you feel like you've been
raked over with a harrow.
And the wheels of a wagon or the wheels of a car fit onto that piece that goes underneath.
That goes across.
Starts with an A.
To the axle.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you know what you call an X-shaped frame for sawing wood?
Now we call them horses.
How about an A-shaped frame?
Okay, now the A-shaped frame is a horse.
All right, then do you have a name for the X-shaped frame?
I don't know what I can think of the X-shaped frame.
Wood rack or sawbuck or anything like that? You may not know the thing.
I don't know the term.
I don't know the thing.
I've seen them, but I don't know the term.
Okay. You said, is it just horse that you call it, or anything?
The A.
Uh-huh.
We call it horse.
Would you ever say sawhorse?
Sawhorse. I guess you would call it sawhorse.
But you didn't.
No, we call them, it seems to me as children we did.
Oh, you...
As children we call them sawhorses.
Mm-hmm. The sawhorse is my turn.
Uh-huh. It seems to me that as children, we called them sawhorses. Mm-hmm. My uncle had two, mm-hmm. and we rode them.
Oh. Didn't get very far off.
Didn't get very far.
Now, there used to be one out in the backyard. I can remember it very well. I don't know what happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember looking out the window, and there was the sawhorse. You straighten your hair with a comb and a...
And curlers.
Well...
Straightening comb.
Other than a comb, a woman might use a...
A brush.
And then if she were doing that, you would say
going to brush her hair.
Mm-hmm. And then to sharpen a straight razor, you'd use a leather strap,
sometimes called strop.
What do you say?
I call it a leather strap.
Okay. And then to sharpen a knife, you might use a little portable thing called a...
Some kind of stone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called a razor stone?
Could be.
Could we call a razor
stone? How about a word starting with a W?
A whetstone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a whetstone.
And then how about a big thing that turns around to sharpen an axe on?
I cannot think of what that's called. A wheel of some sort.
Could be.
That's a wheel of some sort.
Do you know grind rock or grinding stone?
Grinding stone.
What would you call it?
I guess it's called a grinding stone.
Okay.
Except that I always think of a grinding stone as a part of a meal.
As part of a meal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. With the water?
Yes.
Going over? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what do you put in a revolver?
That's a bullet.
Or... You might say he was firing blank.
Blank shells.
Or starts with a C.